You probably know of the heroism of the Nisei soldiers who signed up to fight for their country during the Second World War, the soldiers of the 100th Infantry Battalion and the 442nd Regimental Combat Team. What many people may not know is what those soldiers faced over there. The French government does, though, and in January of this year, 18 Maui World War II veterans were named Chevalier de la Légion d'Honneur, that country's highest honor. Maui's Nisei Veterans Memorial Center and Maui's Sons and Daughters of Nisei Veterans have created an exhibit to keep those heroes' stories alive, and we talked with Dave Fukuda, its co-chair.
About 2 years ago, I received an email from a friend I had met in France, and he showed me around the area of Epinal and Bruyere, and had told me that the French government was now opening their Legion of Honor Award, which is the highest award given by the French government.
Oh, yeah.
To veterans of World War II who served in France and helped liberate France from the Germans.
And this was in the very, very tough fighting that followed the Normandy landings, when we had a foothold in Europe but were encountering resistance every step of the way, yeah?
That's correct. In fact, the fighting they took part in was one of the toughest campaigns in the war. It was the Vosges campaign that started in Bruyere and went all the way to the Rhine River into Germany.
Very, very slow going all the way, right?
Very slow. We I show a map in the display there that shows their progress from October 15th through November 9th. And they traveled 6 miles in that time.
Wow.
And one quarter of all the losses that were incurred by the 100th and 442 during World War II on Maui, Maui veterans incurred during that period.
During that campaign.
That's correct.
And this is, you know, a lot of military careers come and go without a single firefight, and these were men who had a firefight almost every day. Yeah,
they were in a constant fight from October 15th through November 9th.
Yeah,
that's right.
Never out of danger, mortars, tanks, all kinds of opposition, right?
That's correct.
Do people remember, to people that you see, obviously, with an exhibit like this, do you find that people in Hawaii today, do they have a lot of knowledge of that legacy, just a cursory knowledge? How does that work out?
In most cases, I'm seeing a cursory knowledge. And part of it is due to the hesitation of the veterans to discuss anything about it heretofore.
Sure.
Among the sons and daughters, we find a very sketchy knowledge of this. That's growing, but this is part of why we're putting together these displays to bring awareness and pay, you know, homage to what had occurred during this time.
Sure. You do hear a lot of stories from Second World War, the families of Second World War veterans, where they say Dad was over for 4 or 5 years and he came back and never said a word about it, right?
That's correct.
That's obviously, if you're looking to preserve memories, that sort of works against you, but you can sort of understand the reticence, can't you?
I can, and That was why we jumped into this particular project, because the French government, in offering this particular award, required a 3-page application, which went into detail not only prior to the war, but after the war. They wanted information about the family and the individual, that veteran. And so I was able to use this as a conduit to go into their homes and talk to them about a whole life history, you know, which was very nice. And they opened up quite generously to me at that time.
That must have been an amazing experience for you.
It was a very humbling experience, but quite interesting and very proud.
Are a lot of your colleagues at the center, are they descendants of Second World War veterans?
Yes, they are. Either by parents or uncles or some connection. But I think in the broader context, you'll see in Hawaii there's a large number of people that are connected in some way to some veteran. There was wide participation during World War II.
You know, the loyalty shown by Hawaii's Nisei seems remarkable to a lot of observers, but it was really one of the most powerful characteristics of that whole generation, wasn't it?
Certainly, yeah. They had a lot to prove and wanted to prove it and did so.
Was part of that having a lot to prove? I mean, obviously, yeah, the motivation really was to go against the perception that they were greeted with, yeah?
That's correct. And we hear stories. And in some cases, you know, they were just brought on by the tide, like a lot of people during that time. But others really, really felt the need to participate and show their allegiance to the United States.
And certainly show what they did. It does seem remarkable that so many years later that the French government came around to understanding that. But, of course, the French had a great deal to gain from the liberation of their country in those years.
Well, they did this in World War I, too. They opened it up years later to veterans who fought in World War I. And then on the 70th, as the 70th anniversary came close, they decided to do the same thing for World War II. They had offered bestowed this award on individuals prior to this, like Bonnie Hajiro from Maui, for instance, received his award in 2004, soon after he was awarded the Medal of Honor from the United States. Remember, there was an upgrade of 20 Hawaii veterans and World War II veterans that got their awards moved up from Silver Star and the Distinguished Service Cross to the Medal of Honor.
Dave Fukuda is the co-chair of Courage and Honor, Chevalier de la Légion d'Honneur, an exhibit at the Nisei Veterans Memorial Center in Wailuku, Maui. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.